By the way, we followed up on the question of teaching creationism or intelligent design. The Romney campaign drew our attention to this statement from May. Governor Romney welcomes decisions by local school districts interested in teaching intelligent design as part of a religion or philosophy course. He does not think it should be required as part of a science curriculum. This presidential campaign is the first to trample right through the holiday season, and NPR's Peter Overby reports that's going to change the holiday TV experience.
There are lots of traditions this season. For 40 years, one has been a Charlie Brown Christmas.
I think there must be something wrong with me, Linus. Christmas is coming, but I'm not happy. I don't feel the way I'm supposed to feel.
Well, this year, maybe this is to blame.
An enemy lurks waiting to strike. Our Main Street economy is competing with mainland China. Legal versus illegal doesn't seem to matter.
Not that this ad from Republican Mitt Romney is unique. There's a rolling barrage of presidential campaign spots with no hint of a let-up for the holidays. Republican Rudolph Giuliani uses warm and fuzzy music while he slams the front-running Democrats.
Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, John Edwards, here's a promise I assure you they'll keep. They are making the promise to raise taxes.
And Hillary Clinton's campaign takes a hard shot at the GOP.
Here they go again. The same old Republican attack machine is back. Why? Maybe it's because they know that there's one candidate with the strength and experience to get us out of Iraq.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
Are politicians really going to steal Christmas? I asked Ray Cole, president of WOI-TV in Des Moines.
Yeah, we're starting to get some feedback from viewers indicating their hope that political advertisers will give them some reprieve around the holidays.
If you think attack ads don't fit this special time of year, some people in Washington beg to differ. The Club for Growth favors anti-tax candidates, and it's strategizing for Iowa and New Hampshire. Executive Director David Keating.
Certainly you don't want to have a hard-hitting message that might be perceived as negative on Christmas Eve, or maybe even New Year's Eve.
But there are ways to make this work.
I think if there's a buffer around that time, people will still be open to hearing the information because they know they're going to have to go make choices of their own in a few days.
And those few days are why everyone's in such a rush. New Year's Day is on a Tuesday. The Iowa caucuses are that Thursday. New Hampshire's primary is the next Tuesday. It's just the beginning of a schedule so tight that candidates are competing for airtime with retailers in the biggest selling season of the year. Evan Tracy is president of the Campaign Media Analysis Group, which tracks political advertising. He says the candidates and interest groups have already spent $50 million on TV.
Most of that money is being concentrated into only a handful of states, Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Florida. You're probably looking at another $150 million of TV ad spending that's going to go into not only those states, but probably some of the bigger states that will hold elections on February 5th.
That's when New York, California, and 20 other states hold primaries, probably settling the contests in both parties. This super-duper Tuesday sets up another collision of politics and the outside world.
It is heads.
Well, the odds are more than 1,000 to 1, but that's now 10 straight Super Bowls. The NFC.
Last year's Super Bowl coin toss on CBS. The Super Bowl traditionally has been the most expensive airtime on TV, and it's 2 days before Super Duper Tuesday. Will any candidate lay down $2.5 million for Super Bowl exposure? Evan Tracy thinks so.
In essence, a Hail Mary pass, essentially targeting a Super Bowl audience, either at the state level or even at the national level.
And either way, it will be another of this election's firsts for presidential politics. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.